News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill that would have penalized doctors accused of not providing enough care to infants delivered during certain kinds of abortion procedures. Lisa Dwyer with details.
Kelly called the legislation misleading and unnecessary. The bill applied not only to botched or unsuccessful abortions, but also when doctors induced labor to deliver a fetus that is expected to die within minutes or even seconds outside the womb, which often occurs because of a severe medical issue. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis has signed bills seeking to make the state a safe haven for abortion and gender-affirming care. And the Supreme Court says it will allow access to the abortion drug mifepristone to remain in place as it considers a legal challenge. In economic news, Rita Foley reports consumers cut spending 1% in March.
Sales fell among most retailers, including at auto dealers, gas stations, electronics stores, and home and garden stores. Online, spending was up 1.9%. It was also up 0.1% at restaurants and bars.
A senior Fed official says inflation is still much too high and more interest rate hikes are needed. That led stocks lower in Friday trading, despite an encouraging start to earnings season. Some of the nation's largest banks posting better-than-expected results. For the week, the Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq all made gains. The National Rifle Association is holding its annual convention. CEO Wayne LaPierre.
Gun-hating politicians should never go to bed unafraid of what this association and all of our millions of members can do to their political careers.
Speaking to the National Action Network, Vice President Kamala Harris says the NRA's rhetorical focus on freedom is curious.
This is not for the parents who pray that their children will come home from school safe, from a classroom in Uvalde or Nashville.
This is AP News. A Connecticut man who apologized for acting like an animal during the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. Jackie Quinn has more.
25-year-old Patrick McCaughey was behind one of the most memorable scenes of the January 6th insurrection. He used a stolen riot shield to crush a police officer in a metal door frame, eliciting screams of pain from Officer Michael Hodges, who testified before Congress about the assault several months later.
Terrorists pushed through the line and engaged us in hand-to-hand combat.
The judge found McCaughey guilty of 9 counts, including felony assault, calling him a poster child for all that was dangerous and appalling about the attacks. Officer Hodges also spoke at the sentencing hearing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a pleasant after effect of the atmospheric rivers that soak California and the West this year, a super bloom of plants. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.